It is 108. You are listening to News Talk 830 WCCO. Mr. Chad Hartman is off today. My name is Chris Seggert. I do the news over on Channel 5. Happy to be hanging out with you for a little bit. Truth be told, I prefer if I'm filling in over here to do this shift from 12 to 3 because it doesn't involve working until 6 because I get up at 3, my hair till 6. Last time I was here, the last couple times, my car was towed, got home about 8, get to get up at 3 again the next morning. It didn't work out real well.
Let's just say, be honest, you prefer me to Dan Cook, and I get that.
I like Dan Cook. Big Dan Cook fan, in fact. But
you don't have to say it.
I do like you, David Harrigan. Listen, David and I, we used to work together back over on the other side of town.
Sure did.
Over there back in the
day. One of us got fired. The other's still there.
One of us probably will soon.
Any day now.
And then we both have have that in common. So you didn't get fired, though.
Pretty much.
Oh.
Let go, fired, downsized.
There was a different term for it. I didn't mean to bring up something touchy.
Canned. Told you're no longer needed here.
Okay, I'm sorry. We're cutting open a vein on this one. My bad. Hey, let's talk about you're watching the Olympics. Everyone's watching. What's on right now?
We just had water polo. Now we've moved over.
Women's discus?
Little discus? Oh, no. Shot put.
Oh, shot put.
Yes.
See, now, the shot put gals aren't built like the shot put men. This lady, I would have assumed she was a discus thrower. But that's a dumb thing to assume. My daughter throws shot, and she's, you know, muscular. And
what are you saying about your daughter?
She's muscular and thinner like that. I said something offensive. I just assumed to look up and see the shot. I thought it was discus.
I mean, the woman they're showing, she's obviously very strong. You could say that.
Yeah.
But the guys, you're right. They are like
they're bigger
mountainous.
Dudes.
Yeah. And yes.
Yeah. That's all I was saying. And
yeah, keep digging the hole.
It's story of my life. Well intended, and then kind of got sidetracked there. It happens. I've been watching a lot of the basketball. I've been very interested in that. I work in the morning, so in the afternoons I can watch a lot of this stuff live. So that's cool. Mm-hmm. NBC does a great job with their coverage.
It's amazing. Every 2 years, I guess, since summer and winter.
Yeah,
it's unparalleled.
Well, and you watch sports that maybe you like the water polo we were just talking about. Like, what an insanely hard thing to do. I don't know if everybody realizes they're swimming the whole time. They're not standing.
They're not standing in the pool.
They are swimming.
I remember the last time, the Tokyo Olympics, when those rolled around, I guess 3 years ago and not four because of the COVID, and getting into water polo a little bit. And it feels like every time the Olympics roll around, summer or winter, there is a sport that for some reason grabs me.
Yeah.
Something I've never watched. I always watch the swimming.
Yep.
I always watch the track and field. Always watch the basketball. You know, those are kind of are the tent poles, right?
Yeah.
Those are the big ones.
Yeah.
But I remember Tokyo came around and I watched more water polo than I've ever watched.
You're like,
in my
life. Really into water polo.
And I'm still really into water polo.
Yeah. So that's
three
what I mean.
Years later. Between those years, nope.
No.
I don't care at all about water polo. I know nothing about water polo other than you got to throw the ball in the net.
But that's the beauty of it.
And stay floating.
Right.
That's helpful.
What about handball? Well, wait, you know the one I can't – well, you guys let me know. Are you guys watching the Olympics? If so, what are you enjoying the most? DeStylesFinancial.com, talk and text line 651-461-9226. I don't get the three-on-three basketball thing
Because the U.S. is getting worked?
Yes.
What's going on?
We – decided a long time ago we were never going to lose the men's basketball, the regular basketball, not 3-on-3,
mm-hmm.
when we put all pros on the team.
Yes.
Like, we're not going to lose that.
92, let's go dream team and just keep it up.
We're not going to do that. I guess I don't understand why we've not adopted the same policy with the 3-on-3 team.
It seems weird that you use basically NBA washouts for the most part for the 3-on-3, right?
Yeah, and
whereas there are plenty of great NBA players
who just didn't make the Olympic team.
Yes.
Right.
I don't know why you wouldn't ask those guys unless they'd view that as a slight to them of, well, you don't want me to throw the 5-on-5, to heck with you.
Yeah.
But I'm sure
gold medal's a gold medal.
Yeah, I would think you could get a few bodies that can still really, really play.
So We tried the I was looking into this the other day with the 3-on-3 bit because I got text from some friends and like, what the hell's going on with the 3-on-3? Like, why are they doing it like this? You've got to be a sanctioned – in order to be an Olympian in 3-on-3, you have to play a certain amount of sanctioned 3-on-3 events.
Oh,
specifically.
Okay.
So it's not – because of that, that's clearly why they're using the players they have, because there's all kinds of like specific 3-on-3 leagues that happen around the country. So that's why we've got the guys who are playing who are playing.
That makes a little more sense.
I mean, it just still doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
But I guess it kind of does.
Thanks a lot, Olympic Committee.
Yeah, I don't.
Stealing our joy.
Yeah, I don't get it. I mean, we're going to dominate in everything. Let's go the medal count. Obviously, United States is up 95 total medals so far in Paris. People's Republic of China, second place at 70, although they've got more gold.
They were breaking it down last night, though, on NBC. The gold count specifically.
Yeah.
And I can't remember the guy's name who was, I mean, he had the board going, and he was breaking down all the events that the U.S. has left that they can still win gold versus the ones that China has left that they could still win gold.
It was like election night.
And who? Honestly, it was exactly like election night. Yeah. It was like all those guys on election night breaking down the electoral map. And by the end of it, I think the fellow went about 3 minutes without taking a breath. And Mike Tirico at the end of the, my goodness, this man's a genius.
Because he had like one of them interactive boards.
Oh,
I'm
yeah.
Sure.
He was writing stuff that you couldn't even read because he was going so fast and having to go this way and then that way. And but we're favored in this one, but China's favored in this one. And this they still could win a medal, but I don't think they'll win the medal.
It's his moment to shine.
It was
his moment to shine.
Between that and actually you talk about the sports that you didn't expect to get into.
Yeah.
And not that I watched any more than 5 minutes of it or whatever they showed last night, but what do they call it now? It used to be synchronized swimming. Artistic swimming.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I saw some of that, too. I saw some of that, too.
Those gals, my goodness. I mean, they're doing this. The flips, they're throwing the gals out of the water from under the water.
Yeah.
They're all underwater. By the way, they're not wearing scuba suits. I don't know if you're aware of this, but like they do these holds.
Yep.
And I feel terrible for the gals on the bottom that just have to say, let's go. I would like to breathe again.
I'm about to die. Yeah, that is. And I think people don't appreciate the athleticism that it takes to be able to do a sport like that.
Yes.
That aerobic kind of work and strength and everything.
Mm-hmm.
The stylesfinancial.com talking text line. Got somebody likes to synchronize diving. Synchronized diving is cool. Any of that synchronization stuff it's insane to think of how many hours of practice it would take in order to be able to do that.
I mean, not just a great dive. You have to start there, but then, do it at the exact same time as your buddy next to you.
I did catch some of that the other day. Let's see. I love the Olympics. Best way to watch the Olympics is stream it on Peacock. I watch the replays of the track and field. No commercials and get to see it all.
That helps.
Makes sense. I have been watching a lot of track and field. Oh, look, Mick Jagger's there at the... There's old Mick.
Hi, Mick.
They're showing famous people right now. Somebody there, I don't know who that is.
That was one of the French swimmers.
How about that Snoop Dogg? There he is. I knew it. Just as I said his name, they popped him up there.
And then let me tell you about Trinity's father. His name is Dennis the Menace, so here's Trinity with the finish. Go ahead. Dip, dob, in and out. Now drop that. Let's go.
Calling Trinity Rodman's goal for the soccer squad last night.
They're putting him up there. They're putting him in the stands. He's next to family. I've heard some people complaining about this. I think it is brilliant television. It's absolutely brilliant television. Because he's funny.
He's funny. He's very likable.
Yeah.
And, again, watching last night at about 9:45, they could tell they were wrapped up for the night with the events. I was about to head to bed, and then they all of a sudden show. And coming up next in the studio, it's Snoop Dogg bringing us the highlights. Okay, you got me for another 15.
We do that in television. We try to keep you through the quarter hour. That's how that's called. So we want you viewing the television program all the way up to the top of the hour.
Yeah, and he gave me ping pong highlights.
Yes, he did.
That's the 165. We call that the backspin. You hit him with the twist on the wrist, and it's going to come back just like this. And see, he's short. He ain't tall enough. He ain't going to be able to reach over there. Back up. You can't reach that. Get out of here. Point save money going. I need that.
So it's funny. It's hilarious. I thought the Martha Stewart thing, just it's so weird. And I mean weird in just a funny, entertaining way, not a political way, now that we're using that word weird. And
yes,
not to get weird, that, creepy. Not to get into that whole bit. It's just really funny. They really do a good job with it. And I know it airs on a competition network from ours. But
I think people are aware.
NBC does a fantastic job with the Olympics. It's their deal.
Yeah, and it's your fault. ABC doesn't have it.
Yeah, it really is.
Way to go,
it Eggert. Is. It is. It's totally my fault.
Maybe if you didn't talk about the shot putters like that.
I know. Both my kids are shot putters, so I've got they were at one point.
How does that work out?
Yeah.
Were either you or your wife track and field stars?
I was a runner.
Okay.
Believe it or not, the guy with one leg. I had both my legs back then.
You ran so hard.
I ran
right out of the leg.
I ran hurdles. It was probably my best sport. I played basketball. I played football for a while. I played college basketball, but track was probably my better sport with hurdles.
Sprinter hurdles?
110s,
we're not talking
110s
steeplechase?
No, 110s and 300s.
Why do we have to add the 10? Can you tell me that? Why is it not just 100
hurdles? It is a good question. Maybe to get one more hurdle in there.
I feel like we had enough if we just go 100.
Yeah.
I don't like that.
You don't need the 110?
I mean, 300 is fine. You can end it right on that big round number. Yep. But 100, not good enough for us.
We'll add an extra 10 more. For you. We're going to do 10 more. I bet America decided to do that. Just, no. You know what?
Right.
People's Republic of China can do 100. We're doing 110. That's how that's going to work. Medal count. France is right up there.
They've done very well.
They've got 52, which puts them in third place. Total medal count. Great Britain, I haven't seen them win anything, but they've apparently won something. They're at 51. Australia, 43. Japan, 32. Italy, Republic of Korea, Netherlands. Germany not doing very well. Germany used to be like the one to beat back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
I guess it's...
Back when they were like, you know, Eastern Bloc kind of that whole thing. And where's Russia?
They're out. They're not invited.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right. That's right. Because the Ukrainian flags popped up.
Yeah.
Did you see that Ukrainian jumper? High jumper? So it's this gal.
I don't think I saw it.
Yeah, she was on a couple days ago, and it was crazy because they showed her in between her races, and she just was laying in a sleeping bag taking a nap in between her races.
Sure.
Yeah.
Why not?
And that pommel horse guy who was kind of sleeping in between the... Did you see that guy?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I did.
That was funny. The memes have been funny, too.
They have.
Out of the Olympics.
Oh, social media in the Olympics.
Yeah, it's good.
I mean, it's very good. It's very positive for the most part.
Yeah.
It's very enjoyable.
Yeah, I'm enjoying it. I hate to say it. I maybe used to be a hater about the Olympics. I'm pro-Olympics.
I've always been very pro-Olympics, and I'm kind of bummed that we only have a couple more nights of it.
I know. I'm glad, though, because then people can start... Flipping the channel back over to Channel 5 again.
Well, they can still hit you back.
They can still hit us for the news. They can still hit us for the news. That's right. That's right. So a funny thing happened at work today. And I want to share it with you guys because it gets into some really interesting questions about what do you do if your coworker or friend has something on their face or on their shirt, or do you point it out? Or do you let it ride and let them find it themselves?
Mm.
All right. So that's what happened. We'll get into it. News Talk 830 WCCO.